evening to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, from now until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Well, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Shall I start again? And a very good evening to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, Roy Beagle, with good music between now and 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, with a quick break just before midnight. Let's start off with something fun from the great Kitty Callan. That was Kitty Callan, of course, and Hey, Good Looking from 1961. So in the first hour of the program, well, in about 7 minutes' time, we'll have Jazz by Jove. And then at 20 past 11, approximately, we'll be playing something. You have to guess whether it's Dean, Perry, or Frank. Half past 11, we'll have First Time Around, an original version of a popular song that has basically been eclipsed by more recent interpretations. Although, when we say more recent interpretations, it could be anything. We'll have This Week Back Then at 25 to 12 o'clock at Piano Parlor at a quarter to 12. All coming up in the first hour of the program, as indeed is this next song.
Jackson went over to Switzerland, the Alps haven't been the same. Since he started practicing yodeling, he's on the road to fame. And back in the States, he really raced as big as anyone could. And the headlines say in all the papers he stared, yodel boy makes good. Yodel lady, lady. He sings his yodel and jive, yodel and jive, yodel lady, yodel lady, lady. He sings his yodel and jive all day. Hoy, 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 lady, hoy, lady, lady. The mountains echo his jive, yodel and jive. Hoy, 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 lady, hoy, lady, lady. The mountains echo his jive all day. Sometimes he yodels so sweetly to imitate the Swiss. Holy, oh, lady. But the echo comes back like this. Yodel lady, lady. The hills are always alive with yodel and jive. Yodel lady, lady. The mountains echo his yodel and jive. Yodel lady, lady. He sings yodel and jive, yodel and jive. Yodel lady, lady. He sings his yodel and jive all day. Yodel lady, hoy to to to. Yodel lady, hoy to to to. The mountains echo my jive all day. Sometimes he yodels so, so sweetly to imitate the Swiss. Holy, oh lady, oh, the heckle comes back like this. yodely ho, diddly ho. The mountains echo his yodeling jive. Since Jackson went over to Switzerland, he sings it all day to keep the blues far away. He sings it, he sings it, he sings it all day. He sings his yodeling jive all day.
One day soon a song shall rise. You'll hear it with the sleep still in your eyes. You'll wake into a brand new day. Can you hear bells ringing, voices singing far away? A time when every man will be as one. A time to reach right out.
Come the day, freedom's still a thought within your mind, the fleeting thing that some may never find.
It may be still a million miles away. Can you hear bells ringing, voices singing far away? A time to live. Trumpets of war will cease to blow, a sound I hope that we may never know.
There of Judith Durham and of course the rest of the Seekers with Come the Day, and before that yodeling, jiving and going crazy generally Glenn Miller and also the Andrews Sisters. Right now it's Kay Kaiser.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you, old buttermilk sky. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight, keep brushing those clouds from sight, old buttermilk sky. Feel me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Buttermilk sky.
Darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy,
if I I can only bank on you, old buttermilk sky. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep brushing those clouds from sight. Old buttermilk sky. Don't feel me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Buttermilk sky.
You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie.
Will you be mellow and bright tonight, old buttermilk sky?
Lovely stuff. Old Buttermilk Sky, of course, from Kay Kaiser and his band. And it sounded like the chorus there as well. Just about everybody that could be there was there. Time now for a little bit of jazz by Joe. Just one for you this evening. But it's a good one. Down for Double from Buddy Rich and his orchestra.
Thank you.
From 1957, no less, that was Buddy Rich and his orchestra and Down for Double.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
So I hope you've had a good week since I was with you this time last week. Did you go celebrating yesterday, St. Patrick's Day? Well, it's not really a day for me, to be absolutely honest with you. I don't quite know why. When I was young and in my prime, St. Patrick's Day wasn't really a holiday in the UK, and certainly not in London where I worked, but nobody really made very much of a big thing of it, except of course the Irish. But over the years it's now turned into quite an international holiday, and everything here turns green. I mean, they turn the Chicago River green in Chicago, which to me is like crazy. They have green bagels and green beer and green pancakes, and they even have green ice cubes, which I find very worrying, although it does have a very pleasant effect on a pink gin.
Star eyes, that to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill their promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely.
Star Eyes here on Angel Radio. Time now for our little, you have to guess whether it's Frank, Perry or Dean. And this week it's something completely different, because it isn't, I don't think it's even them singing, I haven't heard it all, but it is two of our three, and you'll probably be able to work out who they are pretty quickly, trying to produce, I guess, a promo for their up and coming show. And it all just seems to go terribly wrong. Have a listen. I think you might find this rather amusing.
Hi! Well, finish it.
Here's Frank Sinatra.
No, he's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Hi! And he's Dean Martin. Isn't that clever?
Funny, huh? Frank's my guest on our...
Oh, get the cops right away.
Frank's on our cops. Frank's my guest on our premiere show this week.
Along with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Heatherton.
Say that again.
True.
You be there.
Oh, you're not joking. Are we rehearsing or what?
Now, was this it?
Let's... Quick rehearsal, thank
you. All right, now we'll do a rock. I'll drink to that. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Dean. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. He's Frank Sinatra.
Hello there in television land. He's Dean Martin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You asked for promo, baby. You're going to get one.
You're going to tell me another way of saying hi?
In our show next week, we have Judge Crater.
Come on now. Come on, Frank.
Where do you want to go? I'm ready.
Okay.
We saw
your belly button. That's where he keeps his salt when he has celery in bed.
You loudmouth.
Now, come on, a good prone.
Oh.
Okay. Hi. He's Frank Sinatra.
Hi. He's Dean Martin.
Hi, turn the card. Now we had it going good, you didn't think.
We'll now have a few words from Bishop Sheehan.
Are you ready or are you kidding?
I have to go to... Now, hurry up. All right, let's go. What kind of cookie do you want?
Come on, this is very serious. Okay, here we go. Hey, hi. He's Frank Sinatra.
Hi, he's Dean Martin.
Yeah, and Frank's my guest on our premiere show this week.
And along, I'm with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Heatherton.
True, be true. Be true there, true. Be there, it's true.
Oh, he's murder.
You got one? That's about all you're going to get. Hey, you say Richard III.
Richard III.
Okay, you got it?
A little wax in my ear.
One more.
Just get it out of there.
One more. Is that it?
I don't want to shake you up, but you're going to be scared. I'm leaving you here for a minute.
I'm alone?
Oh, you are rousing in Vietnam, my friend.
I know we're rousing.
Bamboo shoot on the fingernail. His, you fool, not mine.
Slip of a ship can
hurry
save
up.
A grip. You want one from me or what? Right. Lady and gentlemen.
Hellman.
You ready?
Hellman.
Hellman Ralph.
Grossman.
Hi, Dean Martin.
Hi, take me, Wally Moon.
Here we are. You ready? Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Dean Martin, and my guests on our premiere show this week are Frank Sinatra, Bob Newhart, Diane Carroll, and Joey Heatherton. Now, you be there.
That's an order.
Well, as my mother used to say, it's better to try and fail than not to try at all. That was... promo, Dean Martin, of course, and Frank Sinatra, promoting a show. I'm not quite sure whether it was Dean Martin's show on his own or both of them. It wasn't even clear, but from 1965, and thought you might enjoy that. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have the first time around, but first...
Shakespeare when I was at school, thought Romeo was a pet. Felt if I met him I'd act like a fool, I'd be a poor Juliet. Now that I know him I'm not really sure, for you're as charming as he. Saying the same things to all the girls, or is it just to me? Romeo, Shakespeare when I was at school. Thought Romeo was a joy. I liked the true way he loved Juliet, just my ideal of a boy. You know I like you as my Romeo, that's how I want you to be. But if you're out on some other date, can you be true to me?
Coming up next is Bill Cotton. A reason for that is that I was looking for a song that featured a mandolin, and according to my list, Bill Cotton is the man with a mandolin.
The music man is coming, a happy song he's humming. Ship comes in, lovable old fellow playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon, raggedy old minstrel wearing a big grin. You'll love the man with the mandolin. All the kids holler, all the kids holler to the windows above. Mama throw a penny and the man will play a little tune we love. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. Open your heart, let the music in. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. There goes the man with the mandolin.
Songs we play here on Beagle at Night, it's a fairly easy task to find out who composed them and when. But for this week's first time around, it's a different story. It's a popular enough number, You Are My Sunshine. Everybody surely knows at least two lines of the lyrics, if not a lot more. We possibly don't associate the song with any one singer because there have been so many versions, and it's a party song as well. So your Uncle Freddie could always be relied upon to give it a go, with everyone joining in on the chorus. Among the commercial disc versions, we might count Bing Crosby or Max Bygraves as the best known. Maybe Mrs. Mills as the gold standard of the instrumentals. Well, you've probably got your own ideas on that as well. By the way, did you know that Nat King Cole gave the song a go? And so did Booker T and the MGs. But who made the first ever 78 RPM disc version of the song? Well, it was the Pine Ridge Boys in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 22nd of August 1939, and 6 weeks later that recording was released on Bluebird Records. No songwriter is credited on the label of that first recorded version, and who did compose it and when? It's still apparently a matter of discussion. So let's just enjoy the song as we heard it on the disc the first time around.
The old lady, the other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, then I hung my head and cried. Are my sunshine, my only, only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, that you love me, that nothing else could come between. But now you've left me for another, and you've shattered all of my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only, only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you'll only say the same. But if you leave me for another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only, only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Very nice too. That was the Pine Ridge Boys, and You Are My Sunshine. So nobody really knows who wrote the song. There are four theories about it. First theory is that Paul Rice wrote the song in 1937, inspired by a letter from a fan. He sold the rights to Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell in 1940. Sometime later, Mitchell sold his share to Davis. That story apparently is the most trustworthy, but there is also another theory that Jimmy Davis wrote it in the early 20s, but that version is unprovable. A little bit like the third theory, which is that an unknown lady singer from South Carolina wrote the song and offered it to the Pine Ridge Boys. Can't confirm it, but it sort of does make a little bit of sense that they then were the first ones to record it, unless, of course, they wrote it, which they didn't, as far as we know. There's also another one which, according to Professor Toru Mitsui from the Kanazawa University, the song was written in 1933 by Oliver Hood. Although this source is very authoritative, the theory, again, cannot be proven. Currently, the song is copyrighted and attributed to Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell, but the dispute goes on.
As he wore a mallow and a coconut hat, one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by, the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. He was just a lazy, mollyheeny-holly boy, but all the girls were crazy just to share his fishing poi. He wore a lay and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of oak to make life worthwhile. Then it made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. The horse he rode was skinny, broken down old female. So he placed a green panini right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canis and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of Kikinir. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of County Kirkcaldy. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by, the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. Shouted as he went by, he was the cockeyed mayor, the swinging mayor of County Kirkcaldy.
The cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. As close as I can get to it. And it's not even as late for me as it is for you in the UK, but we do try. It is an hour later this week, though, by the way. I'm usually with you at 6 o'clock, but this evening I had to wait till 7. But I finally made it. It's very confusing this time of year, but don't worry. Come the end of the month, everybody will have moved their clocks forward that matters. And once again, the time difference will be 5 hours. Coming up after this, we will have This Week Back Then.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow above? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same as it was. I can't understand, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye. why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye.
Very often I hear that sung by the great Skeeter Davis, but that was the version done by Brenda Lee back in 1963. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio with me. I'll be going through until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll have a little quick break just before midnight just to change over the sponsors and things like that. But it just takes a couple of minutes and then I'm back. It's as simple as that. Time now, though, for us to take a look at some of the things that happened this week in history.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while. Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future.
So let's start and take a look at this week back then. And this week back then in 1792, King Gustav III of Sweden was shot by a count and a masked ball at the opera. He died a couple of days later. On this very day in 1922, British magistrates in India sentenced Mahatma Gandhi to 6 years imprisonment for disobedience. And it was happy wedding day to Eleanor Roosevelt in 1905 when she married Franklin, later to be the 32nd US president in New York, and she was given away by her uncle, who just happened to be the 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. And this week in 1932, the Sydney Harbour Bridge was opened in guess where? Yeah, Sydney, Australia.
Transparent against the blue of the sky is the greatest bridge of its kind in the world today, built by the brains and the hands of the little boy among the great nations of the earth, Australia, land of the Southern Cross.
I now officially declare Sydney Harbour Bridge open for traffic, and by pressing this button will relieve the tablet recording this.
Well, it didn't all go according to plan, but they did eventually get it open.
Advance Australia Fair.
This week in 1963, the Beatles released their first album. And this week in 1975, Ethiopia abolished its 3,000-year-old monarchy. And it was this week in 1815 that Napoleon Bonaparte entered Paris after his escape from Elba, presumably because the natives gave him the Elba. And in the year 37, the Roman Senate annuls Tiberius's will and proclaims Gaius Julius Caesar Augustus Germanicus as the emperor. You know him, Caligula, Little Boots. Now, if you happen to be watching television on the 17th of March 1957, well, you could have seen at 2 o'clock Richard Attenborough and his guests talking of many things. Concert hour was at 2:30, and at 3:30, it was the Brains Trust. Marjorie Fry, James Fisher, Pamela Frankow, Dr. J. Bronowski answered the questions as posed by Norman Fisher that were sent in by viewers. Sports Special was on at 4:15, and at 4:45, Children's Television had Champion the Wonder Horse.
And flashing across the sky, like the swiftest arrow whizzing from a bow, like a mighty cannonball he seems to fly. You'll hear about him everywhere you go. The time will come when everyone will know the name of Champion the Wonder.
5:10, it was Sooty with Harry Corbett and the Railway Children. At 5:20, 6:10, it was Let's Go and See St. Columba's Church of Scotland. And at 7 o'clock, it was Meeting Point, How to Read the Papers. News was at 7:25. Weather at 7:32, then Jack Benny in the Jack Benny program was at 25 to 8. 8 o'clock, it was What's My Line, and this week it was Barbara Kelly, Bob Monkhouse, Alan Melville, and in the chair, it was Eamon Andrews. Sunday Night Theatre was at 8:30. The play was called Juno and the Paycock, and it was adapted for television by Eric Crozier and produced by John Jacobs. There was music at 10, which was at 10, the epilogue at 10:30, and the news at 11:15, and then that was it for BBC, I guess it was BBC television at that point. But if you hadn't switched over to ATV, weekend television, as it was in London at that point, well, at 7:25 there was the news from ITN, and at 7:30 it was I Love Lucy with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Val Parnell's Sunday Night at the London Palladium was on at 8 o'clock.
This is the London Palladium.
And Dennis Vance presents Armchair Theatre at 9, The Cask of Amontillado by Juan Cortez. Sailor of Fortune was on at 9:30, and The Jack Jackson Show on at 10 o'clock, followed by Portrait of a Star, the star being Henry Fonda, at 10:30. News was at 11:14 o'clock, and then there was the epilogue and close down at 11 o'clock. And let's take a look at some of the stuff that was happening on Thames Television 50 years ago tomorrow on Wednesday, would you believe? And the evening schedule started with today at 6 o'clock. There was Crossroads at 10 to 7. Macmillan and Wife at 7:15. And Wicker's World was on at 9 o'clock. News at 10 was on at 10. And The Way of the World was on at 10:30 with The Amazing World of Kruskin at 11:30 with Escape on at 11:55. And if you happen to be walking around New York City and you popped into a record store and said, "Give me the current top number one record here in New York City, please," this is what you would have been handed. Eileen Barton.
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hut-cha-do, hut-cha-do, hut-cha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do.
This week back then. We're late for the piano parlor, so let's skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy from 1961 and Love Letters in the Sand, both played by Liberace, as is this next one, which will play out the first hour of Bigley at Night, and I'll be back at the top of the hour at midnight.